What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
In times of uncertainty, much like now, investors often flock to gold. The precious metal is trading moderately higher today at $1,245 an ounce. However, if you look ahead, the futures contracts for gold are pointing the other direction. They're pointing down. 1 month futures for gold are off 4%. 6 months are down even farther, off 6%. So what's going on? I called Daryl Liu, the head of portfolio management at Rayel, to ask for some insight. He says he tells his clients to keep some gold in their portfolios all the time, but that now may be a good time to buy more.
The big issue about gold now is what's happening with the dollar. Because while gold tends to be seen as generally a safe haven asset, it is also negatively correlated with the US dollar. So in times when the dollar tends to be strengthening, gold prices actually usually soften a bit. So I think that's really been the key driving force of gold price heading downwards on a year-to-date basis, is simply because the dollar has rebounded since its low in mid of February. Because I think if you look at the DXY, which is the index of dollar strength against a basket of currencies, the dollar has rebounded something like 7% since mid-February at its low. So because of that, I think that's been the key driving force of driving the gold price down. By the way, looking forward, with these trade issues, let's say geopolitical risk come back, and assuming that the dollar tops out, there could be a case made for gold prices starting to rebound. So it could look interesting to actually look at picking up gold over the next couple of weeks.
Daryl, if someone buys gold within the next couple of weeks at the current level, how long do you suggest they hold on to it for?
Well, until at least the macro concerns dissipate, we generally advocate a percentage of portfolio to be in gold, somewhere in the range of 3 to 5%, like a safe hedge. The only issue is obviously gold doesn't generate a yield, so it's a kind of like a negative yield asset. It doesn't give you an interest or coupon. So I would say that generally we would recommend a holding of gold. It's just a question of how much their weight is going to be. If the outlook is not so great, probably pie it down to something like a 2-3% range. If the outlook looks a bit more positive, then maybe you can increase it up to like something like 5-7%.
Okay, so you're recommending to increase the amount of gold that you hold in your portfolio. And the price of gold, we said, is now about $1,240 an ounce. Where do you think it could go up to?
The thing about gold price is that it fluctuates quite a bit, so it could definitely cross the 1300, 1350 kind of level.
So there you have it. Daryl Liu, head of portfolio management at Rayel. He advises people to increase the percentage of gold in their portfolios and look for gold prices to rise in the future.